So you build cars? I asked, impressed. When I have free time and parts. You wouldn't happen to know where I could get my hands on a master cylinder for a 1986 Volkswagen Rabbit, he added jokingly. He had a pleasant husky voice. Sorry, I laughed. I haven't seen any lately, but I'll keep my eyes open for you, as if I knew what that was. He was very easy to talk with. He flashed a brilliant smile, looking at me appreciatively in a way I was learning to recognize. I wasn't the only one who noticed. You know Bella, Jacob? Lauren asked, in what I imagined was an insolent tone from across the fire. We've sort of known each other since I was born, he laughed, smiling at me again. How nice. She didn't sound like she thought it was nice at all, and her pale, fishy eyes narrowed. Bella, she called again, watching my face carefully. I was just saying to Tyler that it was too bad none of the Cullens could come out today. Didn't anyone think to invite them? Her expression of concern was unconvincing. You mean Dr. Carlisle Cullen's family? The tall older boy asked before I could respond, much to Lauren's irritation. He was really closer to a man than a boy, and his voice was very deep. Yes, do you know them? She asked condescendingly, turning halfway toward him. The Cullens don't come here, he said in a tone that closed the subject, ignoring her question.